The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cheese and Pickle.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Morning, Roger. It's Brian. I don't know if you ever met my mate John, artistic type. He's been to the Wetherspoons a couple of times, I think, but he got divorced a year before we did, and he was really helpful in that roadmap of how to get back on your feet. Anyway, he's broken both of his legs, and he was about to direct Suri and Botham in a live exhibition event for Relaxer Feet. Anyway, he's asked me if I can take it on. It's at the Birmingham NEC Centre, and it's the day after tomorrow. He's given me all his notes and stuff, so I feel pretty confident. I do need a stand-in or a sort of body double for Surian and a runner. I'm sure someone will spring to mind. Anyway, hope you're well. Cheers, Rog. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Mate, this sounds really exciting. I'm a huge Ian Botham fan, and I have been for as long as I can remember. All those wonderful early 80s Ashes displays and, you know, his walks that he does for charity. I mean, the man is pure charisma. Did you know he was once had a screen test to play James Bond? Yeah. I mean, he didn't get the part, but to be considered, you know, speaks volumes. The only other 80s sportsman to get anywhere near that was Daley Thompson, I believe, who made a pilot of a TV cop show in America. Again, it didn't go any further, but Beefy, I mean, huge fan, and I'd love to do this, and I know Jamie would love to meet him as well, so I don't know if there's any chance at all that maybe he could do the runner's job. I mean, it'd really make his day, mate, and obviously be lovely to spend some time together. Okay, mate, thanks a lot. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, mate, that actually sounds great. If you and Jamie are both up for that, fantastic. I will have to be honest with you, though, mate. I probably will have to be pretty tough on Jamie. You know, it won't be my normal Uncle Brian. And you will also be working for me, so the chances are that I will get quite cross with you when you haven't done anything in particular, but because I'm angry about something else and I just vent it on you. I hope that's all right. But look, yeah, I thought we could take the Subaru. and get down to Birmingham tomorrow. Sir Ian wants to take us out for curry, for all concerned, just to talk through stuff and have a couple of beers, all very informal. So, yeah, we can get to ask him questions about the Ashes and his walks and all the rest. But, yeah, really exciting. All right, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Yes, so I've mentioned this to Jamie, and I had to talk him into it a bit because he wasn't actually sure who Ian Botham was, which surprised me. But I filled him in, and now I think he's really excited. He seems to be, although he tells me that he's never really been much of a cricket fan, which I'll confess that I didn't know. I thought he liked cricket. I've told him that he's going to have a great time and it'll be good for him. But he will have to work hard. And I said that if you are a bit stern with him, it's not because, you know, it's just because everybody wants to do the best job possible. It's not personal, and he understands that it's all part of, you know, the working media process. So, you know, don't hold back. You know, if he needs whipping into line, then, you know, you have my permission. Just so we are all on the same page, what is it that Beefy's actually advertising? Is it a cricket-related product? I imagine it is. He used to play for Scunthorpe in central defence, I think, as well. So he really has been around a bit. Okay, mate, speak soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. Relaxafeet is basically a foot massager which promotes blood flow. Eamon Holmes was on board, then Larry Lamb, but Beefy ended up in pole because, you know, I'm guessing he's from a sporting background, so it sort of adds more weight. He's already done one of these in Bournemouth, so he knows the routine. It's basically in a sort of mocked-up retired person's living room, lots of beige and peach and Beefy is introduced by, I think we've got someone from Radio Birmingham doing it, who's like a sort of poor man's Ken Bruce. And Sir Ian just has to lie about how beneficial it is for his well-being. So if I swing by and get you from Anne's tomorrow, early start, about 6:30, we'll get to Birmingham for 10-ish, and then we can drop our stuff off at the the B&B, which is bang next to the NEC, which I thought was good. And then we need to do the dress rehearsal, go through all that, then curry night with a legend of English sport. So, you know, that should be really good fun. And then home, James, we'll all get a good night's sleep. And then it's showtime. All right. I hope that all works. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Oh, Christ. I just got out of the taxi in Digbeth. He said he was coming to Digbeth. Now, he's had a few drinks, as you know, and he didn't take kindly to me suggesting we have an early night. And then, for some inexplicable reason, he got his penis out and showed Jamie where the ends had been pierced. And, you know, obviously I objected to that quite strongly. He's much bigger than me, and he gave me a bit of a thump in the mouth, so I got a bit of a split lip. And then he ran off saying that he was off to Digbeth to try and find Chris Wokes. So I'm here, but I've got absolutely no idea where Chris Wokes lives or where he might have gone. Jamie's back in the hotel, but if you can perhaps ring Beefy and to ask him where he is, then I can try and find him and try and get him back to the hotel. Okay, mate. Speak soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, he's not picking up. Shit. Look, I didn't see him hit you, mate, but I was in the loo. And then when I came out, he was doing all those anecdotes about, you know, the one about Robin Smith shitting off a car park onto Murphy's Mercedes. And it was being really funny, I thought. But then something wound him up. And God knows why he showed his pierced penis to Jamie, but he's obviously got a real bee in his bonnet about Chris Wokes. The sound guy said he wanted to arm wrestle him or something like that, and I spoke to his agent to see if his agent would know anything, and he did actually say to keep him away from Chris Wokes specifically. So I don't know what that means. There must be some history there. He's probably, I don't know, God knows. But yeah, look, it's a good idea to track him down to near where Chris Wokes lives. Yeah, his agent also mentioned there's a jerk chicken place called, what is it, Talk of the Town, and he used to go there with Viv Richards. So I'm going to head there, and I'm heading to Sutton Coldfield because apparently he had an old squeeze of his lives there. So I think that's the best plan, but I think it's good that we split up. My worry is he's just not going to turn up, so, you know, we've got to find him. Tell me if you've got any luck with Chris Wokes. All right, mate, speak soon. Bye. Rod, it's Brian. I found him. I've seen him. He's in an Audi car park in Sutton Coldfield. Yeah, he's got no clothes on, so get here as soon as you can. All right, mate, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roddy here. Look, mate, that's great that he's turned up, but my advice, and this is coming from Chris Wokes himself, who I found in a pub in Digbeth, is don't go near him in this day because he'll take your head off. When I mentioned his name to Chris Wokes, his face just went ashen. And he wanted to know if we'd mentioned his name to him. And I said, I think somebody mentioned it when we were having a curry. And Chris said he basically gets a bee in his bonnet about anyone in the England setup who can bat and bowl a bit because it feels that it sort of threatens his legacy. Chris says he's very, very smothering and passive-aggressive towards him. And he was the same towards Freddie Flintoff. And before him, Gladstone Small, but to a lesser extent. Anyway, Chris's advice is just to observe him and wait for him to fall asleep and then drive him back to the hotel in whatever car he's sort of ended up in. Okay, mate, hope that helps. Maybe I'll see you back at the hotel. Okay, bye-bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. Mate, I can't find you, and I need to speak to you because the rehearsal isn't running quite as smoothly as we would hoped. Beefy's sat in the armchair on the set like we agreed, and he's got his feet on the Revitiv machine, but I'm trying to feed him lines through his earpiece, but they're just not going in, or he's not hearing them, and he keeps shouting, you know, what, or, you know, what did you say, you know. Now my worry is that the audience won't know he's wearing an earpiece on the night, and they're just going to see him shout what and what did you say every few seconds, and they're just going to think he's gone mad, mate. In all honesty, I think he's drunk again, but I don't know how that can be, because I slept in his room with him all night, and I don't know, he didn't have anything, and I don't know how he's got drunk again. I don't understand. Anyway, I'm not sure what to do, mate. Okay, speak later. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. Yeah, look, I've spoken to his agent, and he's told me that Alan Lamb has mentioned in the past that when he's being contained by family members or employees, he drinks aftershave. So that's probably what's going on. I think you did a good job staying with him last night, but I'd imagine he's snuck that in. I'm trying to sort out this fucking earpiece, but I've got this very officious lady who's giving me a lot of grief about health and safety, and it's absolute bollocks. He's fine. I know he's fine. We just need to give him some coffee and some water, and it should run pretty smoothly. But the makeup girl's in tears. Beefy just keeps telling her to get off him, and he's just not playing ball. I'm finding this all quite stressful, to be honest, mate. But look, I think what's best is I'll tell Jamie what Beefy's lines are, and then he can run down to the floor and whisper them to you, and then you can tell Beefy. So that should work. So it's lights up in 10, so just stay behind the sofa, keep Beefy calm. Okay, mate, it's showtime. Bye.
Hello, mate. Roger here. Well, we nearly got out of that unscathed. I'm in the back of the ambulance now. Yeah, it was great until the Q&A, and I guess you can't trust the public on these things, but mind you, they want to know not to ask about Chris Wokes. But what I
Beefy decided to show him what he thought of Chris Wilkes by whacking me in the legs with his old Ashes-winning Duncan Fernley bat. I don't think I'll ever know. Oh, I think he's fractured the femur because he gave me quite a whack with it. I think the rest of the audience thought it was all planned because they all started laughing and I tried laughing along as well, but I was in so much pain, so I just bit the back of the armchair. I think Jamie was a bit confused. I'm not sure he's ever met anyone like Ian Botham before. I'm not sure I have either. The paramedic thinks I'll be in plaster for about 8 weeks, so he's going to have to look after me for a bit. They've also had a look at my lip as well, so, you know, that's good. So I just wondered if we could talk money, mate, when you've got a moment, because obviously I'm going to be laid up for a while. Anyway, give us a call, mate. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Just haven't heard from you yet. Just regarding money. Give us a call. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris.